Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We are going to, Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, learn the Sicha in Chelek Yud Aleph, Parshas Kisisa, the second Sicha in Parshas Kisisa. And I'd like to give you a small introduction to understand the flow of the Sicha. This is a small Sicha, but it's a very, very geshmaka Sicha. Obviously, in Parshas Kisisa, it talks about the Nishkevunshen Zachen, talks about the story of the Maisa Ego, and how Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, rush down from Shemayim, the Yidden have committed a big sin, and we know this story. And Moshe, and then we have the whole Dinu Dvarim, the discussion of Moshe begging for forgiveness on behalf of Klal Yisrael, v'chulu v'chulu. I would like to highlight some of the psukim that are mentioned in Parshas Kisisa that are a lead up to the pasuk that we're going to be discussing, so you'll get a better picture. In Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, this is part of the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Eibishter. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, things are going well. I see that you're listening to my request. Va'ata imna matzasi chein beinecha, hoydi'eni na'as drachacha. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, please let me know your methods. Show me when you're chassad and when chesed happens, and when you do rewards, v'chulu v'chulu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's request in Pasuk Yud Gimel. In Pasuk Yud Ches, the Eibishter says, again, Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'yomer har'eini na es kvedecha. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Eibishter, Hashem, please show me your covered, your glory. So the Eibishter responds in Pasuk Yud Ches. And the Eibishter says like this, Vayomer, Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. I will push aside all the good. I'll set it aside. V'karasi b'shem Hashem lefanecha. And I will call out with the name of the Eibishter. I will call out Hashem Hashem. And then he says, V'chanoisi asher sharachim, v'richamti asher sharachim. I will show grace, chein, to whoever I feel deserves chein, v'richamti, and I will show rachmanis, compassion, to whoever I feel deserves compassion. V'yomer, and Hashem continues and says, no, more than that I can't give you. Lo'isucha lirei ses ponoi. You're not going to be able to see me face to face. Ki lo yirani adam v'chai. However, two psukim further, chav beis, chav gimel, Vasi roisi eskapai. As I'm passing by, I will cover, and you won't be able to see me. When I remove my hands, once I'm gone from where you are, I remove my hands. Viraisa sachoirai. Then all I will let you see is my backside. Barufanai loyero. But my front, you can't see Hashem the Shechina face to face. So here there is a dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Eibishter. Moshe keeps on asking to become more connected to Hashem, to know more about Hashem. And Hashem says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come. I'm going to be karasi v'shem Hashem. So the Eibishter actually grants him his wish. The Eibishter says, v'karasi, I will come. V'karasi v'shem Hashem. I will call out in the name of Hashem. But face to face, you will not, during the time that I'm there, it'll be a little covered. You'll only be able to see me from my backside. That's the first part. The next part is in Perek Lamed Dalet. Of course, this wish is granted. And the famous psukim that we know, Vayered Hashem Ba'onon, Hashem comes down with the cloud, Vayisyatzev im Moshem, and he stands there, he stands with Moshe, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Oh. And he calls out the name of the Hashem. That's the response, that's the fulfillment of what Moshe Rabbeinu was told earlier. And the pasuk goes on to say, Vayavar Hashem alpono vayikra, Hashem called out the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, that we know Hashem, Hashem kel rachem v'chanum. At the end, at the completion of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, there is this pasuk that we are going to learn about today. The pasuk is in Perek Lamed Daled, pasuk Ches. Vayimaher Moshe. Moshe went quickly. Vayikoid Arza. And he bowed his head down to the ground. Vayishtachu. And he prostrated himself. So in the events, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu asked for a request. The Eibishter responded. But the end of this dialogue, Vayimaher Moshe. Moshe quickly, Moshe hurried. Vayikoid Arza, he bowed his head down and he prostrated. So Rashi comes along. Let's read the words now in the Sicha. Ala Pasik, Vayimaher Moshe, Vayikoid Arza Vayishtachu. On the Pasik, Moshe hurried to bow down and prostrate. Ma'atik Rashi Atevis, Rashi quotes the words, not the whole Pasik. Remember this. Rashi quotes usually the words that need explanation. So Rashi quotes the first two words, Vayimaher Moshe. Moshe hurried, rushed. Umefaresh, and Rashi explains like this. What did he do? Kishara Moshe Shechina Everes. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Shechina passing by, Vishama Koil Hakriya, and he heard the sound of the calling, Miyad Vishtachu. Right away, he prostrates himself. Now, this is what Rashi adds. Now, again, the Rebbe's Shita was, every time Rashi makes a comment, it's because there is a question here. And what will be the question in this pasuk that Rashi is bothered by, and Rashi has to explain? And of course, when you see how the Rebbe dissects every word in this Rashi, it's completely a different understanding what you would think Rashi is here to say. And I got to give a small introduction. And the introduction is alluded in the Ha'ara number 3. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, quotes this pasuk, and the Gemara asks the question, Ma Ra Moshe. The pasuk says that Vayimar Moshe hurried, and he bowed down and prostrated. What did Moshe Rabbeinu see that because of this he prostrated and he bowed down? And the Gemara has two opinions there. The Gemara has a machlekes of two amirayim. One opinion says that they heard Moshe Rabbeinu when he heard the Eibishter saying the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, and he heard the midah of Erech Apayim. Wow, the Eibishter keeps his anger. Wow, that's special. Right away he prostrated. Another opinion says he heard Emes. The Eibishter says that he is truth. Truth is Emes, and that's caused Moshe Rabbeinu to prostrate. Now, when the Gemara asked the question in Sanhedrin, Ma Ra Moshe, what did Moshe Rabbeinu see? Rashi in the Gemara translates that question like this: Al Eza Mida Shel Yud Gimel Midas Ra Vishtachva. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard Hashem saying the 13 Midas Arachmim, which one caused him to get excited to bow down? And that's why the machlokes became which one of the 13 is the one that excited him. Says the Rebbe, our Rashi here is not bothered by that question. Which one of the 13 excited him? Our Rashi obviously has a different question. And there's many reasons for this. Let's get to the second paragraph. L'chayra mokim loymar, l'chayra makes sense to say, Rashi ba l'taritz b'firushay ke'en kushyas ha-gemara. Rashi over here is trying to answer the same question what the Gemara asks. Ma ra Moshe? What did Moshe see? What excited Moshe so much? Shegarim lo l'shtachvay. Suddenly he bows down. Umetaritz. And you would think that Rashi's answering that question. Shehishtachva al shara shchina everes, that he was excited and he caused him to prostrate because he saw the shchina passing by, v'shama kol akriya, and he hears the sound of the calling, so he prostrates, he bows down. Well, it seems to me that the Gemara asked the question, and over there the Gemara has other answers. The Gemara's answer is machlokes of amirayim, either emes or erech apayim. But Rashi gives us some different answer. Rashi's answer is that what excited him is seeing the Shechina passing by and hearing the sound of the Shechina. Says the Rebbe, wrong. This is not, Rashi's comment is not to answer that question. for many reasons. You really can't say that that's what's bothering Rashi. Why not? Key, because Aleph. Number one, Bipshute shel mikra, leikashem melechatchila lamayishtachva. You have to understand that Rashi is only explaining when there is a makes a comment only when there is a question that has to be answered. If things are understood by its by yourself, there's no reason for comments. If you read the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu prostrated, something excited him. You have no problem understanding that. A simple child has no question why Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down, because we already know from an earlier case, what causes somebody to bow down? Sha'arei lifnei zeh, even earlier in Parshas Bo'i, ala pasuk, on the pasuk vayikaid ha'am vayishtachvu. Over there in the pasuk in Parshas Bo'i speaks about how the Eibishter is telling the Yidden that eventually you're going to leave Mitzrayim and eventually you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to have children, and the children are going to ask the questions, the dalad banim. You have to know what to answer them. So when the Yidden heard all this whole, wow, we're being redeemed, and we're going in there to Israel, and we're having children, because Hashem is even telling us what to say to these children. So the pasuk says, "Vayikay da'am vayishtachu," and the Yidden bowed down and they prostrated. So Pirush Rashi, Rashi says, why did they prostrate? Absura sagula. They just heard fascinating, good, exciting good news. As an act of thank you, they bow down and they prostrate. Hainu. It's interesting to note that the Rashi, the Rebbe quotes, Vayikud Aam V'yishtachu, Rashi, the Rebbe quotes, Al B'sura Sagu'ula. Actually, in the Rashi over there, it says three things. And I remember somewhere there's a sikha about this, that the three things that excited them was, as I mentioned before, B'sura Sagu'ula, Bias Ha'aretz, and Besura Sabanim, that they're leaving Mitzrayim, that they're going into Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to have children that you're going to have to respond to. The Rebbe quotes the first one. But what do you see from that, Rashi? Hainu, Shal Besuris, Toivois, Tzarech Lahidois. If you're told good news, you have to thank Hashem. And how do you thank Hashem? As the Yidden did it when they were told the great news, they're leaving Mitzrayim. What did they do? Ba'ofen shokidah v'shtachva. They prostrated, they bowed down, when you want to be thankful. So now when the Eibishter responds to Moshe Rabbeinu's request, thank you, the way you show thank you is by prostrating. So there's no question why he did it. V'im kein, gam b'nidan d'dan. Even in this case too, Sheshama Moshe Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, if Moshe Rabbeinu waited till Hashem came and Hashem showed him and said to him the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, which was a way, a secret to how to always be forgiven for any, atoned for any sins, it should have aroused a great excitement by Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu would have been very thankful. Tzarech Liyo Yisahayidol HaKadosh Baruch Aleim. Obviously, he would be thankful to the Eibishter Al Kulam for all these great things. So the Rebbe writes in the Ora, in the Ora 7, what's the excitement? I told you the Eibishter promised him, I'm going to tell this to you. The Eibishter already told it to him a perek ago that I'm going to do this for you. Says the Rebbe in the Ora 7, promise, promise, promise. We all know we get a lot of promises. We get excited that when somebody tells us that he's going to do something for us. Obviously, a promise from the Eibishter is different. But there's a total different excitement from when you're being promised that you're getting something until the thing is actually delivered. So obviously, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was told the good news by Hashem that I will give this to you, I will tell this to you, but obviously when Hashem actually does this and shows up and teaches him the Yigimu Midas Harachamim, he for sure would want to be thankful. So there is no question why Moshe Rabbeinu would want to bow down. So that can't be the discussion in this Rashi. Umizeh li'idach yisa. On the contrary, says the Rebbe, Beis, minolon li'Rashi, How does Rashi know Hachidish that Hishtachva Gam al Sharah Shchina Everus Vishama Kola Kriya? I just told you that the Eibishter gave him a present. The Eibishter was kind to him and showed him and shared with him the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim. Okay? So when Moshe Rabbeinu gets that massive present, he's thankful. When is he thankful? At the end. I got my present. Thank you. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Shekhinah passing by and hears a calling, that's what caused him to bow down. No mention about the Yigimu Midas Harachimim. Says the Rebbe, Dilma, perhaps, Hishtachva Rak Ala Besuris Toiva Shashama. Maybe the reason why he prostrated is from the good news, and that's for seeing the Shekhinah pass by. The im yeshna eza hechrach shalai yishtachva al absurah teva. And if you tell me there is a reason why Moshe Rabbeinu would not bow for hearing the absurah teva, and that's why the bowing had to be for a different reason, the reason Rashi chose to say, hareza gufa ene muvon, that I don't understand. Ulam ala yishtachva Moshe kaida al absurah teva. Why would he not feel obligated to prostrate and be thankful to the Eibishter for the good news that he gave him? So either or, we have this dilemma. We don't understand. Gimel, another question. Havalei l'Rashi lahatik tevas vayikait arts of Yishtachu. When we started this year, I said, the Pasuk has 5-6 words, vayimar Moshe vayikait arts of Yishtachu, 5 words. But when Rashi is explaining making his comment, Rashi only quotes the first 2 words, Vayimar Moshe. In other words, Rashi is not bothered by the fact that he prostrated. He doesn't quote the Yikoida Ambishtachu. That doesn't bother him, because there's many reasons why he should prostrate, to be thankful. What's bothering Rashi is the first 2 words, Vayimar Moshe, right? So that's why Rashi quotes these first 2 words. Rashi, if according to the way the Gemara reports puts the discussion, that it's all discussing why he's prostrating, Rashi should have quoted Hateves Vayikoid Arts of Yishtachu, the Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down and he prostrated. And the question would be, why? V'loi Vayimai Moshe, there's no reason to quote the words that he rushed to do this. Sharei, because according to our way of thinking, now, based on the previous conversation, according to the way the Gemara says it, and according to the way some Mefarshim understand this discussion, the Rashi is trying to explain why he prostrated, then don't quote the words Vayimar Moshe. Quote the words Vayikar Da'am V'Yishtachu. Dalid. Now the Rebbe goes in to the what Rashi says. Rashi says, pay careful attention to the words of Rashi. I'm going to quote the words of Rashi and then tell you what the Rebbe is going to say ahead. Kishara Moshe Shechina Iveris, when Moshe saw the Shechina pass by, Vishama Koil HaKriya, and he heard the sound of the calling, Miyad Vayishtachu. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe is going to dissect this statement in a bunch of questions. First of all, I don't get it. Ra Moshe Shechina? Didn't the Eibishter say, you can't see me? And here he says that the Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Shechina. Second of all, what comes first? The seeing or the sound? Shama Kol HaKriya. L'chaira, the order should have been that when he heard the noise, and the noise, the sounds of the calling, and then he sees whatever he sees, then he prostrates. Another question the Rebbe will say, why did Rashi add the word miyad right away? Isn't that what's the extra word? And the last question the Rebbe mentions is the vayishtachu. The Pasuk says there were two points there. There was vayikoid, he bowed, and he prostrated. Rashi forgets about the word vayikoid. So the Rebbe really dissects this into shtiklach. So question Dalid, Rashi madgish, Rashi stresses and adds, miyad vayishtachu. What's that extra word? So Alpiza, so based on my questions till now, Tzarech Loimar, you must say, Sherashi Balutaretz Kushya Hamisayreres Betevitz Vayimayim Moshe, that the question Rashi is answering, not why he prostrated. Why? I give you many reasons. The question is why he rushed to prostrate. Why does the Torah say Vayimayir? For here, and the question is, Lama Miher Moshe Lishtachvois. Why did Moshe rush? Now, in Ha'ara 10, there's a fascinating discussion where the Rebbe brings different Mefarshim. The Rebbe brings from the Chizkuni and the Balei HaTosfos that they say Moshe Rabbeinu heard, was listening to the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim. And by the end it says that the Eibusha says, Kavayochel Chas V'Shalom, I hold a grudge, I bring up the old sins for the generations later on, al b'nei banim, al shileishim v'al ribeim, for the next generation, for the third generation, for the fourth generation. And Moshe Rabbeinu was hearing how the Eibush is going, that old sins are coming down, are being reckoned for generations later. So Moshe right away prostrated, not to give a chance to the Eibush to add a fifth generation, al chamishim. That's some of Farshim say. However, The Rebbe says that obviously, the Rebbe brings from the Eben Ezra, obviously that doesn't really make sense. Ki ein hadas seveles sheyafsek hu divrei Hashem ba'oit shehoyim medaber. You can't imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu should stop. In the middle, the Eibush is talking to him, the Eibush is telling him this Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, up! And he prostrates. For whatever reason, it's not really fear. But in the bottom, in the Shulei Agilion, the Rebbe brings a fascinating halachic question. The Rebbe says, oh, really, we don't prostrate in the middle of a speech? Our whole Shemir Esrei is a whole long tefillah, up and down. What's going on? I thought in the middle of a davening, we don't. In the middle of a whole thing, we don't. So the Rebbe says, there's a big difference between Shemir Esrei and Moshe Rabbeinu. By Shemir Esrei, even though we obviously have to stand ka'avda kamamari, like a eved, completely given over to our slave, to our master, there's a difference. What's the difference? In Shemayna Esrei, you're not cutting off the Eibishter. It's not the Eibishter's talking to you and you stop him and bow. You are stopping in the middle of your davening. That's a big difference. Another thing, says the Rebbe, there's a difference between your bowing during Shemayna Esrei, and here, Moshe Rabbeinu davening. Moshe Rabbeinu listening to the Yigimu Mizrachmim. The bowing during the davening is not a thank you. You don't bow to say, show thanks. You bow to show hachna. So hachna, you could do it in any time. But to say thank you when somebody's still in the middle of giving you something, that's not proper. And over here, we're thinking it's a case of prostrating out of thank you. So the Rebbe says, it must be that the question Rashi is trying to explain is why was he rushing to thank, to prostrate? So, Val Zemitaritz, on the left column in 154, Al Zemitaritz, so Rashi says, you know why he was rushing? Shekivan Sherosh Shechina Iveris, right when he saw, remember, the Eibishter says, I'm coming, I'll pass by, and I will tell this, so it was an order. I will pass by, you won't see me completely, and I will tell, and then but when I'm gone, you'll see my backside. So Rashi says, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Shechina passing by, Vahainu, says the Rebbe, meaning to say, Shehi Aymedas Laver, it's about to pass by, Vishama Kolakriya, and he hears the sound, Hainu Shekvar Shama Kolakriya. Moshe Rabbeinu hears the sound, right away, l'chein ishtach v'miyad, b'mehiris. Right away, he prostrates. K'dei sh'lei la'acher mil ishtach v'yisa l'hoidis l'akadosh baruch hu. So he shouldn't delay it. Right when he sees the good news, right when he sees that the Eibishter is responding to his request, he bows down right away to show thanks. So what did the Rebbe just change? The Rebbe just change the pshat is not why he trans, why he did kidav hashtachva, but why did he do it so fast? Why did he rush it? And the answer is because right when he hears the koil, he feels he has to be thankful. Says the Rebbe, Amnam, however, gam pirish yetzarich lavin. Even this pirish also has to be understood. To say that's the reason he rushed so early, still things that have to be understood. Aleph, meikara, first of all, the reason why Moshe should rush to do something, that's not something that's extra. We know that a midah, an attribute that every yid should have, especially a Moshe Rabbeinu, is to do things bezrizus. Don't wait till it's done. Right away, when a mitzvah comes to you or you're excited about something, get it done. We know this from Avraham Avinu, and the Rebbe is going to say, and Moshe Rabbeinu learned his lesson. It says in Parashas Shemais, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's kid was in a molin, it was in a tent, and Vayivakesh Lahamisoi, something wanted to kill his son, because Rashi says, Al Shalis Rasha, because they were lazy, they didn't perform Mila on the right time, so it gave him the scare. What kind of scare? Oinesh Misa. Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu learn the lesson from there that obviously things when a good thing happens to you, you got to do things quickly. So Rashi shouldn't even be bothered why right away he rushed to do it. Aleph, meikara from the get-go, pashut, it's obvious, lama mir Moshe. Why Moshe did it quickly, it is understood. Vafilu be'im. Even if he's being thankful for the good news, not for just seeing or hearing Hashem, even he waited till the end. We must say that everything Moshe Rabbeinu did was swiftly and hastened. As it says by Avram, Avram Rabbeinu ran, rots. Vayimar, Vayashkem, these are all references of Avram Avinu doing things very quick. Ubefrat Moshe. Moshe should have learned his lesson. La'achar, Sha'al, Shenis Rashel, Nana, Shenis Misha. I said that Moshe Rabbeinu almost got punished, Misa Rachman al Islam, for being lazy, I don't want to use the word lazy, but Moshe learned his lesson. So obviously, years later, and this is happening, he for sure is doing things quickly. So the Vayamar is not even a question. Beis, HaSederhu, the Seder should be, first, Shenishmakol, first you hear the noise, V'achakach Iveris, then you see it passing, you hear it passing. V'im Kain, if so, Rashi, order is out of order. Havalei Loim Alehepach, it should have been the opposite. Kishashama Kol Akriya, first he heard the sound, and then he saw the Shechina passing by. But yet Rashi does it in a different order. Gimel, another question. How could you even see that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Shechina? Remember, the Pasuk clearly says that the Eibusha says to Moshe, you're not going to be able to see my face. V'hoya ba'avur kavoidi, it will be when I pass by, v'sakoisi kapay alecha, I'll put my hand over ad avri till I pass by, so you shouldn't see me. All you're going to see is v'ra'isa asachayrai, you'll see my backside, uponai loyero, but my face you will not see. Harei shemoshe ra'a seshchina, so what happens is, Moshe Rabbeinu sees the shchina when? Rak la'achrei she'avra. He only sees whatever he saw was only after he passed. Because as it's in front of him, Hashem says you can't see it. And even when it passes, what does Moshe see? Rak achayrai, only the back. And the Rebbe brings, and even in the achayrai, he doesn't see the whole back. Gamzeh, rak akesha shel tefillin. The Eibush only revealed to him the place where he has the kesha shel tefillin. V'loike shahisa shechina iveres lefanov. He didn't see the actual shechina going by him. So the question is, why does Rashi say that? Dalid, Havalei Leimar, he should have said, Vishama Hakriya, that he heard the calling. But Rashi doesn't just use those two words, he heard the calling. Rashi says, Uma Moisif Betevas Koil Hakriya. Rashi says, that he heard the sound of the calling. What is that extra word for? The Rebbe is piling up a bunch of questions, and he's going to make one answer that will answer all these questions. Hey, Rashi Kosev, Rashi writes, Miyad Baishtachu. That for whatever reason, right away, Moshe Rabbeinu prostrated. Excuse me, he forgot about something. The Pasuk says he also bowed down. Why didn't Rashi mention anything about bowing down? Harei lifnei v'yishtachvu, before prostrating, hoisa kida, as the Pasuk says, v'yikai darza, which means bowing down toward the ground. V'im kain, if so, havalei leimar, Rashi should have said, miyad, right away, Vayikoid artsovishtachu. He bowed down and prostrated. Oy miyad vayikoid. Why does he skip the bowing down? So we have a bunch of questions, and the proof and the Rebbe's answer will be that in many aspects it's different than what you think. Number one, it's not when you think that Moshe Rabbeinu did it. As some Mefarshim thought, that after he heard the Yigimbal Midas Harachmim, or maybe middle to stop. No. The Rebbe is going to say it's even before he said the Yigimbal Midas Harachmim. When he sees some appearance of the Shekhinah, and that the Eibishter is responding to his request, and he hears the Koil HaKriya, Moshe Rabbeinu is thankful. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was thankful in such a way that it was quick. And the Rebbe will explain. Habez. Habir, because the explanation to all this is like this. Ein loymar, you can't say, Shashailas Rashi, he lama mir Moshe. The Rebbe's knocking off this one too. The Rebbe knocked off the first way to explain the question. Why did he prostrate? There's no why. You have to prostrate. Thank you. And the second way to explain, why did he rush to prostrate? It doesn't seem that that's what Rashi is saying. And now the Rebbe is saying, that's not even a question, why he prostrated. Why he prostrated so fast? Why? Because as mentioned before, move on, it's understood. It's understood that Moshe does everything quickly. And I'm sure that even this prostrating to the Eibishter, so there's not a question why he did it so fast. But there's a third thing that's bothering Rashi. Rashi's question is adirabba, on the contrary, that Moshe did it that way, that's a definite. But why did the Torah have to tell us that he did it that way? Don't we understand on our own that he's staying thankful and he's doing quickly? So why did the Torah have to stress it? It's a given. Adirabba, on the contrary. Lama tzricha teru lefarish kan shishtachva b'mehiris al b'suris toivis. This is something you understand by yourself. And the Rebbe in 18, says, we do find in many places in the Torah that it repeats itself. But the Rebbe says, if you could find reasons why it's repeating itself, it must be explained. All right, so we're going to continue with the Ois Beis, where the Rebbe is going to answer, bring his beer. Explanation to all the questions he mentioned before. And the Rebbe is basically going to say it's not that Rashi's not here to say why he prostrated. Rashi's not even here to say why he did it so quickly. Rather, what's unique about this place that the Torah tells it to us? L'chaira, it's obvious that he would prostrate, and it's obvious that he would do it quickly because that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was. So look at Ois Beis. Habir Bekolzeh. The explanation in all this is like this. Ein loymar, you can't say Shashailas Rashi he lama mir Moshe. You can't say that Rashi's question is why did Moshe Rabbeinu do this so quick? Ki kanal, because as mentioned before, move on. Shemoshe asa kolin yonav b'zrizus. Moshe learned a lesson, his lesson, and that's the Yiddish way we know from Avraham Avinu to do everything quickly. Ubevadai, and so for sure, gama hishtachava zu la Hashem. Even bowing down, prostrating to the Eibishter here, of course, this too, Hoisib and Mehirus is Rizus, has to be quickly and swiftly, because that's the way it should be done. Elit Kahashalir Rashi, all that Rashi is bothered by, Adarabba, on the contrary. See, the Rebbe is saying, against what everybody else thinks, Rashi's here is not to answer the question of what or when. Rashi's asking why is it important to mention. It's obvious. Adarabba, on the contrary, Lama tzricha Torah lefarish kan, why does the Torah even have to mention sheyishtachava b'mehiras al b'suras tovus, that he went and quickly bowed down, prostrated. Hare davar zeh muvan hu me'atzma. Isn't that self-understood? And the Rebbe says, the Rebbe quotes from different psukim where we do find the Torah repeats itself. That's every time it tries to teach us something. But stam hazeh, to mention a point that it's obvious, there's no need. V'lachem mefarish Rashi. Therefore, Rashi goes on to explain. You want to know why the Torah said this here? Because this was even more special than any other case. Because heishtachava amudibaris kan, the prostrating that Moshe Rabbeinu did, that we speak about here, loy hoisa achar kol adibur. This is not the Moshe Rabbeinu heard the good news, heard that the Eibush is saying, Yigimu midas harachmin, and he bows to thank. That's after it's said. Hayda al b'sura tova, thanking Hashem for the good news. When you read the psukim and the setup of the pasuk, it says the Eibishter appears to him, the Eibishter calls to him, the Eibishter says, you give him with a serachmim, and then the pasuk says, Vayimar Moshe Vayikad Artsav Ishtachu. So you think that this is a thank you, Hashem, for telling me this. No. Elashemiher Vihishtachva Lifnei Hadibur. Rashi is saying that over here it was special. That even before all this was said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu prostrates. Tekev kisharoa Moshe Shechina Iveris. When Moshe sees the Shechina passing by, Shechina Maschila Laver. Right at the beginning, the appearance of the Shechina passing by, Vishama Koil Hakriya. He doesn't even hear yet what the Eibishter says, the Yigimul Midas Rachmim. He hears the sound. Already he prostrates. Takef kishashama koilo shava kodesh baruchu, oit koidim shashama hakriya atzma miyad vayishtachu. So the Rebbe changes what everybody else thinks. Everybody else, we had a discussion, maybe possibly in the middle of the Eibishter's statement, or thank you at the end of the Eibishter's statement. The Rebbe says, no. Right in the beginning, when the Eibishter appears and is about to pass by, and it says, vayavar Hashem upon him, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu made the ishtachva. Miyad, umakdim Rashi. Rashi Taka says that kishera shchina iveres. That when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the shchina going by, kibazeh mevor, because based on this you could understand mashakan dafka hikdim Moshe leishtachvois. Why Taka? Normally you bow at the end of a sentence, at the end of a thank you, but why over here Taka the Moshe bow down right at the beginning? Where is the cheshbon of bowing down at the beginning? We don't find anywhere else Moshe Rabbeinu should prostrate or be thankful before anything is said to him. Explains Rashi, because this sound that Moshe Rabbeinu heard was a special sound. What was so special sound? Because he heard the Shechina Iveris. He heard the Shechina going by. What was so special about that? He hears the fulfillment of his request. He sees he asked, Hareini na kvedecha. And he says, wow, Hashem is actually responding to me. Hashem is giving me what I want. So before he gets it, he's just out of excitement. He bows down. Kiyum bakashosei. The fulfillment of his request. Hareini nas kvedecha, please show me your glory. When that happens, he prostrates. Upashut, and it's self-understood, that kishiroyin samelach, that right when you see the king, tzrichim l'shtachvois, you have to bow down in front of him. Tekef ubetchilas riyas ponav. You don't bow down to the king when he's in front of you already for 10 minutes. You bow down to the king as you see him coming, even before he says anything. Anything happens, you bow down. Says the Rebbe in the brackets, aha, now that I changed this all around, that this Kriya Nishtachva was before, So what happens to when Moshe actually hears the Yigimul Midas Harachamim? Does he bow again? I mean, that's before we said that's the obvious bowing for the Besura Toiva. Now we just changed it, and he bowed just for appearing. Says the Rebbe in the brackets, "Ubeinegeya l'shtachvois haydah al Besura Toiva," concerning bowing, prostrating for the good news. Shetzarech liyos la'achar Besura Toiva. Usually, you do that at the end when you're granted your wish. The Pasuk doesn't have to tell you about that. You know why? The Rebbe is going to say one of many ways. Either it obviously happened. Because when the Eibishter gives you what you want, and the Eibishter gives you a present, you obviously say thank you. The Pasuk doesn't even have to tell that to you. Or the Rebbe is going to say, maybe he stayed there on the ground until the end. Let's see what the Rebbe says here. Because it's self-understood. It's self-understood that Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, after the Eibishter told him the good news, and told him this Yigimul Midas Harachamim, he must have done it. Why the Torah doesn't say that? Because it doesn't have to say it. It's obvious. In Ha'ara 21, the Rebbe gives other explanations possible. Or you could say, maybe once he already prostrated, when the Eibishter appeared to him, he wouldn't have to prostrate a second time. This is for two different reasons. But once you did it once, you got it done. That's another way to explain it. Or the Rebbe says, how did Moshe show his excitement? By prostrating himself. He did Pishut Yodayim V'Raglayim. If he did that, possibly, move on itself understood, that could be he laid there, he stayed there, until the end of the Eibishter finishing, giving him, saying whatever he wanted, whatever he graced Moshe with, so he stayed that way. So the Pasuk didn't have to say he did it again, because he didn't. He just stayed there till the end. Back into the brackets. V'lachein, bekamba v'kamba b'kayis. Therefore, we find in many psukim, she'toichno besuris toivus shenizbasher, we find many psukim where Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu good news, v'inisparis she'ishtachva. The Pasuk doesn't say that he prostrated. Why not? Because he doesn't have to tell you. It's obvious he did it. The Torah doesn't have to tell you things that are obvious. It's a common sense. If somebody does something good to you, be thankful. And the way you're thankful to the Eibishter, show appreciation, is by prostrating. So the Pasuk did not have to say that there. Over here, it was special that he prostrated right in the beginning as a thank you for appearing to him. Sif Gimel. Al Pi Hanal, based on this, based on our Chiddush, that why is he bowing? Why is he prostrating? The hapirush birosh chino iveris means who kishe hischila laver, right when it starting to pass by. Yesh levayer. Now you can answer one of the other questions we asked before. Eichef shaloimar shara Moshe shchina. We asked, how is it possible that Moshe saw the shchina when Hashem Himself says you can't see me? At the very most, you're going to get my backside, my kesher shel tefillin. How does Rashi say Rosh Shechina? Hakosuv medayik. The pasuk is very careful to write. Vahoya ba'avur kvoidi. It would be when my glory, when my honor were pass. Then you will see. Vahainu, says the Rebbe, the be'ez sheover as it's passing. Oz ein rishus yecholus lirois. Then you don't have the capability or you don't have the permission to be able to see me. As it's passing. Masha enken betchilas boyashchina, but as it's getting there, efshir lirois. The Torah clearly says, you can't see me. Says the Rebbe, v'ein zu stira l'maymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu loysucha lirois panay. This is not a contradiction what the Eibishter says, you can't see my face. Ki ra shchina iveres v'su loy ein zeh ri'as panav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because seeing the Shechina passing by, that's not seeing the Eibishter face to face. That he was able to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the Shechina coming close, and he got excited, he prostrates, and then he stays there until after he gets all the good news. V'gam v'ra'isa asachayre, what the Pasuk says. But Hashem says, you'll see my backside. Who Yosem is it? That's even more than that. More than just seeing the Shechina coming. K'demuchach mipashtes aksuvim, as it's understood from the simple pshat in the Pasuk, shebevari'isa asachayre, that when the Eibishter allowed Moshe to see Hashem's back, hoya chidush umilui bakashosoi la'acharei gimar kriyas agyud gimu milis rachmim v'chu. That was something extra after fulfilling saying the gimu milis rachmim. Ki'im ri yoklolis, a general thing that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Kishiroh Moshe Shechina Iveres, as Moshe saw the Shechina passing by, B'mabit Rishin, on his first glance, he sees the Shechina passing by, take him miyad, right away, instantly. Kishiroh Shechina Bo, when he sees the Shechina is about to come, take him miyad, ishtachva, right away he prostrates. V'alpiza Yesh Lahasif, now you could add, according to this you could add, Sha'af She'ika Kavanah Sakasif V'yemar Moshe, even though the point that the Pasuk is telling here that Moshe Rabbeinu did it quick, he lahagid shemoshe ishtach v'koydem l'dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to show the uniqueness about this prostrating, that over here it was done even before anything happened, as Eibishter appearing to him, even before he comes, he neklula b'zeh gam mehirus kipshuta. Obviously, Moshe's response on how he did the prostration, how he prostrated, even that was done quickly. Sheheshtachva b'mehirus gedoyla. He prostrated very quick, u'mehirus kazu, in such quickness, shebeloday hakasuv. If not for the fact the Torah tells us to us, We wouldn't think so. We wouldn't understand. We would think, we know what prostrating is. We know it takes a slow movement, whatever it is. But the Torah says not only he did it early in the time, but he did it quick. Ah, Shemoisha asa kolin yonah bezrizus. Even though Moshe does everything quickly, there is something special in the way he prostrated, not only early but fast. Move on, it's self-understood. You can't compare when a person prostrates to a king, when you see the melech k'moshehu. Obviously, seeing the melech k'moshehu as is, you see the melech, wow, it's in a different league, in a different level. A king that's clothed, dressed up as somebody else, or a king, despite the fact that he's the king, but he doesn't have the special appearance, the special garments, even though you're going to show him honor and you show him respect, it's lacking the honor and the respect that you have when you see the melech k'moshehi. Or, for example, k'she'ein ro'ein oisai, if you don't see the king, but eliyoidim shu'nim tzakan, you don't see him, but you know that he's here. So his awe, his presence is still felt, but you don't see him. Still, you're going to honor him. You're going to do whatever, respect him, but it's not going to be the same way as if you see him. V'lachein, toikef u'miyad shera Moshe sashchina k'moshehi, when Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the Shechina as is, miher koydem gemar ha'avara lo shtachvos. Moshe Rabbeinu rushed to before the Shechina passes by, because he saw the real deal. When he saw the real deal, the Shechina, and the Rebbe is going to say why specifically Shechina is used there. He saw the Shechina, the real deal, he right away rushed to do a Hishtachva. Bedarga hachi nailus, in the most highest way, noisif az rizusei aregilus, even better, more than his quickness of what he does everything. And listen to what the Rebbe is going to add here. Alpiza yesh levar pirush Rashi. Now you can understand the last question that we spoke about. Miyad vayishtachu. Right away he prostrated. And Rashi skipped over one detail in the pasuk. What's the one detail? The pasuk said he bowed and prostrated. Rashi jumped over the bowing. Why? V'loy miyad vayikait artsa vayishtachu. So the Rebbe says, let me tell you what bowing is, what prostrating is, and I'll explain to you why Rashi jumps over it. Al pasik vayikait vayishtachvu. Earlier, there is a pasik in Parshas Miketz, vayiktu vayishtachvu, and the brothers, yiktu and yishtachvu. So over there, Rashi says, kida, which is yiktu, is kfifas kodkoid, is the bowing of the head. The bending of the head. Hishtachva, because over there it says vayiktu vayishtachvu. So kida is the bending of the head. Hishtachva is mishtateach la'aretz. What's mishtateach la'aretz? Pishut yodayim v'raglayim, prostrating, laying flat on the ground. Loike pirishatargum. Rashi's way of translating these two items is not like the Targum translates it. The Targum translates it vikoru. What is that? The kida, the Targum says that vayiktu kida pirusha shakireya alberkov. He's on his knees. He's kneeling. So the Targum says it would be over here kneeling or prostrating. The Rashi doesn't say kida means kneeling on the heels. Kida means bowing. Listen to what the Rebbe is going to say. What's the difference? One thing we know for sure, that hishtachva is prostrating. Are you able to prostrate without kneeling? Are you able to prostrate without bowing? You could skip over one to get to the next. We'll soon see. But you cannot bend down without prostrating. I'm sorry, you can't prostrate without bending down. But you could prostrate without going on your knees, without kneeling. So the Rebbe is going to say, listen to this fascinating thing. Ulefiza, now Rashi holds, kidam vayiktu means to bow. And then vayishtachvu means to prostrate. When Rashi says, by us, he skips the bowing. Why does he skip the bowing? Even though you're able to bow without prostrating, you can't prostrate without bending down. So you always step one before prostrating must be bending down. And the Rebbe is, I'm just excited to say what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is going to say, remember the essence of this Rashi is to show how Moshe Rabbeinu did things early and quick. Early when Hashem about to appear, and quick how he did it. He did it so quick that it looked like he didn't bend. He skipped right the bending, right into the prostrating. That's the miyad vayishtachu. And the parentheses the Rebbe writes, Avol afsharis, but it is possible, mibli kriyas birkayim. You're able to prostrate without kneeling, that you're able to do. But you're not able to prostrate without bending. Is al pizeh, says the Rebbe, based on this, move on, you can understand, shebemokim shememru shneyem, in the place where the Torah says both of them happened, what? Vayikoid vayishtachvu. So that would mean you bent and you prostrated. Eina kavona lohedia ala kida b'torah schola shel ishtachvo. When the Torah says both of them, it doesn't mean that this was step one leading to step two. It means that each one was an item for itself. You bent and then you prostrated. Because if it's a lead up for the next, my kamashmalon. What's the chiddush? Hari e efshar ba'ifan acher. You're impossible to prostrate without bending. Elo ke'inya b'fnei atzmei. It must be that first you bent. That was one process. And then you bow down. Nesinas Kovet, first you show honor and respect al yidei kida, by bowing. V'lo yistapku bazeh, that wasn't enough. Kiyem achar kach, hoisifu kovet v'shtachvu. After they bowed, they also prostrated. Pishtu yudeim ragleim. Madgish Rashi. So Rashi says, over here, it looked different. Al yidei dilug inyan hakida. Rashi skips over the word vayikdu. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw what he saw. Right away, he prostrated. Sheva yamayim Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu went so quick. At kol kach, sheke'ilu loy hois hakida. You couldn't realize that he bent ki'im miyad vayishtachvu. V'zui kavanas Rashi. This is the point Rashi is making. V'yisofas miyad vayishtachvu. After v'yamar pshita de pirusha miyad. Even though v'yamar means he went quick, miyad also means right away. What's the additional word? V'hava le'lema, Rashi should have said, kishara chulu hakriya hishtachva. Why did he add the word miyad? Ki ritzoyne lahadgish, because his point is to stress, shemiyad v'yishtachvu. Right away he jumped over, it looked like that he went straight to the string. Ki'ilu b'liva yikoid arzo. So what's the Rebbe's, before we get to the last point about the Chassidish edition, what's the summary of the Sicha? Even though from the Pashtus Aksubim, from the order of the Seder Aksubim, it seems to be that after the Eibishter appears, after the Eibishter says what he says, the Eibishter is Vayavar, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, as a thank you, as an appreciation, he bows down. The Rebbe doesn't like that. The Rebbe says, as a psuris toivus, it's obvious that he has to prostrate. And that's not what Rashi is saying here. Rashi is quoting the word vayimar because the Torah seems to apply that it wasn't by the end that he did it. He did it in the beginning. The Rebbe doesn't even like the some mefarshim say he did it in the middle because it's disrespectful to cut off the Eibishter as the Eibishter is talking, even if you're prostrating yourself. So the Rebbe says this happened right when Moshe heard the coil and he saw the Shechina Iveris. Right away, he got excited as a response. The Eibishter is responding to his request and he's Poshet Yudayim V'Ragayim. And he does it in a very swift manner and a swift time. Hey, Miyena shel Torah bepirush Rashi Dilan. What's the Chassidus? What special point you can learn Chassidus from this Rashi? Alpia now, based on this, what we just explained, Yuvan, you can understand another diuk. It's amazing how Rashi said 6-7 words, and the Rebbe builds pisim v'ramtzis in every word. The word that Rashi chose to say that the Eibishter is passing by. Rashi kosev b'pasik zeh, Shechina dafka. The Shechina, the divine presence, is here. V'loy shem acher. No other title for the Eibishter passing by. Why specifically Shechina? Says the Rebbe, Mevor b'tanya, it's explained in Tanya, Shashchina nekras kain, that the reason why the Shechina is called Shechina, because Shechina means to dwell. It's the level of the Eibishter that dwells and gets enclosed in the world. Obviously, the Eibishter is way aloof all the Eilamas, but there's a part of the Eibishter he lowers down kvayochel that gets part of us. And in our case, why did Moshe Rabbeinu prostrate? Because he saw that Shechina. He felt that presence of God that came in. Kishiratza Moshe l'shtachvos, Moshe Rabbeinu specifically wanted to prostrate. Kishihu roya es hashchina koydim she'avra. When he felt the presence of the Shechina. The Shechina is what came to the world before it passes by. L'chein niskar Hashem ha'mayra. Therefore, he specifically used the name referring to the Eibishter. Al Shechenes Toich Olmim, the one that's in this world, the Shechina which dwells in the world, specifically when Moshe sees that, Hashchina, before it has a chance to move on, Moshe Rabbeinu prostrates.